Hi, and welcome back. In this video, let's see how we can add location and description tags to fault domains in our topology. This is optional, but we think it's really valuable, and you'll see why. Let's connect again to one of our servers. We can open up PowerShell, and we can see the fault domain topology that we put together in the previous videos. If you haven't already, I definitely encourage you to go back and watch those. What we haven't seen yet is that each of these fault domains has an optional location field that so far I've left blank. To provide the location, we'll use the set cluster fault domain command. We'll give the name and we'll give the location. It can be whatever we want, like an address. Now, if we run get cluster fault domain and take a look at the location, there we see our string. And we can do this for sites or for any fault domain. For example, we can say that rack A is in room 1500, aisle A, rack 01. Again, we can put whatever we want here. Let's say rack B is in the same room, but it's in aisle B. And we can set the location of a node. Let's say we choose node 3. We could say that it's in the top left. Whatever, it really doesn't matter. Okay, so why are we doing this? What's the point here? The point is that the new health service in Windows Server 2016 will actually check if a location has been provided, and if it has, it'll include that when it raises a fault. Let's see this in action by simulating a failure. Specifically, let's make it look like node 3 has failed. To do that, we can connect to node 3 over remote desktop and just power it off. Our connection will, of course, cut out. And now we can run get cluster node, and we expect to see that node 3 is down. Indeed, there it's down. And if we look at the output from the health service, you'll see that there's the fault. Server 3 cannot be reached. The health service recommends that we start or replace it. And it provides all of the relevant location information that we gave. The address of our site, exactly which rack it's in, and the fact that it's the top left server. And this functionality is really flexible. We can describe rooms, floors, buildings, cities, continents. Okay, hopefully this is a convincing illustration of the value of tagging your fault domains with location information. Thanks for watching.